Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
News from the Nats, going to hear from Eric DaCosta and others as we talk about the Ravens, what should have been, what could have been, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But talk about what happened last night, the NFL honors, aside from Bill Belichick. I didn't even know that. Yeah. And I look at, he had like all his Super Bowl rings and a new toy next to him. Hey, God bless him, by the way.
No,
I am not hating at all. He's with the Baltimore Banner. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in, as we do every Friday, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, what is happening? First of all, how are you doing today?
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Now, it's, correct me if I'm wrong, now you're a sports writer, and I know Dave Ginsberg, Pete Kurtzel, forever worked for the Associated Press. I thought it was the Associated Press MVP. So doesn't that mean, by definition, you have to write for the AP to be able to submit a vote? Because I know that's how it is nowadays with the top 25s and such. So has that that line been kind of blurred a little bit here lately?
That's a good question. I mean, if you look at the 50-person voting panel, it's definitely not a lot of writers. I mean, you've got someone on the Pat McAfee show, maybe was a blogger back in the day, but I'm guessing it's probably just more watching football with the boys on Sundays and Thursdays and whatever days of the week we now have football on. So it is not the stuffy group of sports writers that it once was, maybe to some betterment, maybe to some detriment. I think probably to some detriment in this case. Obviously Dan Orlovsky, Emmanuel Acho, both guys who have jumped straight from being in sports to being in sports media and now being part of that 50-person voting panel. So I think it's just the AP convenes that voting block, but it is not necessarily made up of 50 sports writers for the AP, just because there aren't that many.
But Jonas, the biggest shocker was when Nolan told it, Jim Miller picked Lamar fourth. I mean, how in the hell can you pick Lamar Jackson fourth?
I know. And it's, I've never met the man, never talked to him, but he always raves about coming to Baltimore when they do those serious XM trips. Like, I think he's good. He's, buddy with Bishotti. You know, they always set him up nice, a nice vantage point when they do those preseason road trips. I don't have Sirius XM, but I'm hoping to listen in if he has a show today, just to see if he explains himself. Cause as of last night, it was just radio silence. So, I don't get it. I mean, I think he had Lamar fourth, and he also had him first for Offensive Player of the Year, I believe, which doesn't make sense if you're going to, not have him ahead of, if you're going to have him behind Saquon Barkley in the MVP voting. I mean, it just seems like all this stuff was just the kind of stuff that you would do when you forget to do the, geography homework late at night and just slap answers together.
Jonas, how surprised were you? No Yanda, no Suggs, no Steve Smith Sr.?
Not really. I mean, honestly, like the biggest surprise of the night was that Luke Kuechly didn't get it. I mean, that's a guy who was absolutely incredible at his position and probably more associated with excellence at that position than either, you know, Sando or Yags was. And that's a very, very high bar to clear. So, you know, obviously, I think I was more bullish on Yanda getting in, as I'm sure most people were, than more bullish on Suggs getting in than Yandish because of how hard it is for interior linemen to get in early on the ballot. I do think both those guys are like, you know, over 98% chance to get in eventually. But just, you know, I guess with the voting rule changes for the Hall of Fame, it's a little bit of a tougher road to hoe now.
Jonas, the staff changes for the Ravens. You know, I mean, we've heard that Mallory's gone or going to be gone, and I guess then they'll bring in another secondary coach. But Pagano got Santucci, linebacker coach. Is there any more coming down the road?
Yeah, I would imagine. And actually, thanks for reminding me. But yeah, I think I was checking last night while I was bored waiting for the NFL honors, just seeing if they'd change the, you know, the staff listing on the website. And as of last night, Doug Mallory was no longer there, along with, you know, Chris Hewitt and all the rest. So it's pretty safe to say that his fate is sealed and he's not going to be coaching in Baltimore in 2025. And I'll reach out to the Ravens to confirm that and make sure that's just not a glitch on their system. But you would imagine that they would be looking to have someone else because now you're down, you know, you brought in obviously Pagano, but you're down Hewitt, you're down Mallory. We know that they have the money to spend on good assistants, and it's, I guess, just a matter of finding out who else is out there. I'm sure, you know, Pagano maybe has some ideas. Maybe Santucci was one of his ideas as a guy who could help out. But, you know, obviously they're going to need to hit, you know, a higher percentage of on their offseason hires this year than they did last year because, you know, frankly, that first wave of assistants that John had didn't really do a whole lot.
He is Jonas Shaver, Baltimore Banner, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. All right, Super Bowl 59, it's coming up. Ravens play both teams. They beat Buffalo once, then lost the one that mattered. Then you got Kansas City, Philadelphia, spanked them there right before the bye where the Ravens came back. Guns a-blazing. The spread has dropped to 1. Jonas, I don't know where your gambling aspect is, according to ESPN Bet, of course. I'm leaning Philly. We'll do our picks later because Kansas City's walked that tightrope all season long, and sooner or later, you got to become one of them flying Melendez where the wind blows you off the wire, if you know what I'm saying. So where is Jonas Shaffer leading? Super Bowl 59, and the accomplishment of winning 3 straight puts Kansas City where in the pantheon of all sports dynasties?
Oh, man, that's a big one. I'm not sure. Obviously, I think that they'd be it's incredibly unlikely. It's incredibly impressive if any team even gets the 3 Super Bowls in the modern era of parity and just how long these seasons are and the toll that they take on your body. So I don't know how many accomplishments would be more impressive than any team winning 3 Super Bowls, especially with the kind of, you know, iterations that we've seen Kansas City go through. I mean, Christ, to do all this without Tyreek Hill is just unbelievable. I'm picking the Eagles. I also picked the Bills last week, so do not trust me in the flight. I think I've probably been poisoned a little bit by the whole toxic narratives around Kansas City. I think my heart wants to go for the Eagles. My head also wants to go for the Eagles. Is that going to happen? Probably not if we're going off anything from recent history, but I just think that their defense, their run game, you know, maybe you get Kansas City in a bit of a hole that they've been in a bit of a hole in the past couple Super Bowls. They've been able to find their way out because of the Mahomes magic, but I think that would be a lot tougher against this Eagles defense. And, you know, maybe, you know, the return of someone like Brandon Graham is the kind of tipping point for getting after those weak spots up front and, you know, having Patrick Mahomes just having to run around all day.
He is Jonas Shaffer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy Super Bowl Sunday, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it, Mel.
There's Jonas Shaffer, everybody. We'll come back, whip around, talk about what happened in the sports last night, world of sports, and historically. A lot of cool stuff. And we're running out of Super Bowls to talk about, but we got some pretty good ones coming up here. And then Maryland last night, the hell, man. They lose at Ohio State. They were underdogs. How about Vegas? Spread was 2.5. Ohio State won by 3. What a cool.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Winky Dink.
Vinny and Hades. Whip.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Hades, 105.7 The Fan. Whip around. Featured artist Friday, Black Sabbath. We're going all errors, it sounds like. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send a request. Live Sport Tax Line at 410-583-1057. We'll get to the topics we've discussed. Mainly today, Terps choking last night, Josh Allen MVP, no sizzles, no Yanda, Hall of Fame first ballot anyway, and Super Bowl 59. But some other things took place in the world of sports that we know of. How about college basketball? Locally, Towson, the Tigers beat Stony Brook 66-59. The Tigers 10-1 in the Colonial. They're building up this word in our top seed in our conference resume. In these one big leagues, you got to win the tournament to get in. So Pat Scarry, oh so close, oh so far, just trying to get over the hump. Also locally, UMBC, which has been to the tournament, had one of the biggest upsets in the history of it when they beat Virginia 8 years ago, but they lost last night, 79-78 to New Hampshire in the NBA last night. It was Minnesota, 127-114 over Houston. Anthony Edwards, what do you have, 49 the other night? You have 41 last night, so my math says that's 90 points in the last two games. 7.6 assists. Cam Whitmore for the Rockets, Baltimore's own, 16 points, three boards there. Portland beat Sacramento 108-102. And it's kind of a swan song for the Kings. Anthony Simons had a 30 for the Blazers, who, by the way, if you follow the NBA closely, they're starting to play better out there in the Western Conference. But Alex Len was traded to the Wizards. Yeah. So, Sacramento, unless you make a deep run in the playoffs, we will not be mentioning you much during the whip around anymore, if we get to them at all. But Alex Len coming back close to home. He did play for the Wizards a couple years back. He was part of the Marcus Smart trade. So, Alex Len coming back to the Wiz. And then, you know, they won, what, three in a row? So we'll be talking about them. Local affiliation adds by one with the Washington Wizards. Speaking of a semi-local, where were they? They were up north last night, right? The Capitals against Philadelphia?
They were in Philly, yep.
Yeah, so Caps were down going into the third and came from behind. But a guy that's about to make legendary status, he already is legendary, about to level up here.
Mass checking Ovechkin in the way in the McNugget minute of the opening period. On the crisscross, closing in. Centering passes a beauty. Score! Alex Ovechkin!
Joe Beninati, monumental sports. Caps come from behind, beat the Flyers 4-3. But Ovi scores last night, as you heard, now 16 away from Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, and he's projected now to get it mid-April, which... like second to last game of the season. But the Caps didn't play well last night. I mean, they played good in the third period. They were down 3-2, scored two goals in the third. The nicest goal was Jacob Chychrun, a defenseman. I mean, he had a beautiful shot over the goalie's shoulder, you know, to give them the lead, and then they held on. But the Caps only had 22 total shots for the whole game. So, I mean, they played kind of down to the level of the comp, and the Eagles had lost three in a row. Now they've lost, or Eagles. The Flyers.
Uh-oh, Freudian slip.
The Flyers had lost three in a row. Now they've lost four in a row. And Philly's in last place in the Metro. The Caps now, they're up 11 points in the Metro. With Carolina, you know, kind of lost. They've been on a losing streak. They're at 68 points. Caps are at 79.
Caps right now at the top point total in NHL.
Tied with Winnipeg for again.
Now, Utah will be in Washington on Super Bowl Sunday. The Utah Hockey Club. Yeah, well, they sucked in Arizona. They got a pulse at least this year.
Yeah, and what did they say the
23-22-9.
The name of the team was might be, what was it, Outlaws, I think it might be. Something like that, because they're voting on it and stuff. But, yeah, the Caps got to win that type of game at home. Noon on Sunday. They just got to come out and play well. If they play well, they should win. And I'm guessing that last night Lindgren was in goal, and he played well. And Logan Thompson, who's about 24-3, he'll probably be in goal on Sunday. And they won't have to score as many goals.
Real quick, NBA again, Ben Simmons going to get bought out by Brooklyn. He's looking at Cleveland or the Clippers. Good for him.
Yeah.
Boy, that guy. He went number one pick, was an all-star level player. Now he's like, oh, that's right. He still plays? I remember that guy. Whip around. Biddy at Haiti, 105.7, the Fan, Nolan McGraw, this day in sports history. It is February the 7th. Maryland men's hoops. About 1976, Colt Fieldhouse, fifth right, Maryland. Beats Duke 102-91. John Lucas at 28. The Bears, Steve Shepard at 21. Mo Howard, 17. Brad Davis, 16. Turtles roll on there. 1980 at Cole Fieldhouse. 7th-ranked Maryland holds off 11th-ranked North Carolina. 70-69. Albert King, who would be the first-team All-American and ACC Player of the Year. 20 points, 11 boards there. Ernie Graham and Greg Manning each had 17 as Maryland sweeps the season series with the Tar Heels. 30 years ago tonight at Cole Fieldhouse. Speaking of North Carolina, it's unbelievable. I remember vividly watching this game and who I was with doing it when I was living on Light Street, Federal Hill. 8th-ranked Terps beat number one ranked North Carolina, 86-73. Dwayne Simpkins and Johnny Rhodes had 21 each. Joe Smith doing Joe Smith stuff. National Player of the Year. 14 points, 16 boards. Rasheed Wallace had 15 for the Tar Heels in the loss. Let's see. NFL Super Bowls 2010. Super Bowl 44. New Orleans beat the Colts 31-17. Drew Brees was MVP. and the Saints did something to start the second half, you can't do anymore. Mm-hmm. Once I kick.
Yep.
Without telling them that you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. And that was a turning point in the game. Sean Payton was a creative dude.
Indianapolis, 5-point favorites in said game. Jim Nantz, Phil Simms on the call, CBS. Carrie Underwear, national anthem. Halftime, you'll never see this again. The Who.
Yeah.
And I remember joking about that then. It's more like, who's left? Because half the band was dead. Anyway, they were there. 106.5 million watch that thing. 30-second spot. $2.5 to $2.8 million. 2016 Santa Clara. Super Bowl 50. Denver beat Carolina. 24-10. Von Miller, most valuable player. Carolina was 5.5-point favorites in that game. Again, CBS with Nantz and Simms. National anthem, Lady Gaga. Nolan, get ready to rock and roll here. Halftime, Coldplay, Beyonce, Bruno Mars, and Mark Ronson. 112 million people watched that. We're talking domestically, U.S. Mm-hmm. 30-second spot was 5 mil. And then 2021 in Tampa, Super Bowl 55. Buccaneers blowout, defending champion. Kansas City Chiefs, 31-9. Tom Brady was most valuable player. Kansas City with 3-point favorites. CBS again, Jim Nantz, now Tony Romo on the call. National anthem, Eric Church and Jasmine Sullivan. You down? No?
Yeah, I know where you're going here. Okay. This is only a couple of years ago. I remember this one.
I don't remember. halftime, The Weeknd. 96.4 mil watch. That was the COVID Super Bowl. I think people were kind of, you know, go bleep yourself.
That was the one with the hologram Vince Lombardi before the game. Yeah, really right. Awkward. Really weird.
5.6 mil for a 30-second commercial. How much are they this year? Eight. 30-second commercial.
Oof.
Not a two-hour commercial. 30-second commercial. Anyway, more Super Bowl talk coming your way as the show progresses. We'll talk about the Eagles with Brooks Kabina from The Athletic coming up at 12:30. Take your phone calls. You want to get in, 410-583-1057. But Keith Kavanaugh coming up next, TerrapinTypes.com. Maryland did a massive... Columbus.
Different sports, different teams, different opinions. There's one place to talk about them, and it's on 105.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere else.
Ah, a lot of D.O.-level Sabbath here. I'm digging it. With all due respect to Ozzy, of course. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Black Sabbath, Featured Artist Friday. Chosen by you, the people. Anything you want to hear from them, send your request. Plaza Sport text line, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, hear from him. Couple of minutes in the funhouse, but as you heard last night here on The Fan, Kevin Willard's Turtles blow a 17-point lead, blow an 11-point lead late in the second half, and lose to Ohio State. Many things to unwrap about that one. Not a devastating loss, disappointing for sure. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in from TerrapinTimes.com. He's Keith Kavanaugh. Keith, what's up?
Clearly, Haney was breaking windows again last night.
I was yelling. Yeah, my wife's like, what are you screaming at? Stay in the other room.
Yeah.
That sort of
thing. I mean, Vinny, to quote Bob Haney's all-time favorite classic movie, Kingpin, the Terps got Munsoned yet again on the road last night. My gosh. Chance to move into third place in the Big Ten. Chance to enhance that number 4 seed, that number 15 NET. Keep climbing up the ranking. But for the fourth time, they go on the road and lose to an average opponent. It was Oregon, Washington, Northwestern last night, OSU. And as you've mentioned, up 17. Probably the first 15 minutes of that game was the best basketball, the most efficient basketball Maryland's played at both ends all season. Okay. Taking care of it, ball movement, spacing, the extra pass, no wasted motion on offense. On defense, challenging every shot. You know, getting in the passing lanes, rotating. Then everything went to pot. One guy beat them. The bench was an absolute zero. And why, if Thornton is doing every rip through and blow by to your right, why aren't you forcing him left? 31 points. One guy beats them with a chance here to make some real move. movement and get another road win. So we can go down the long list of problems of free throws. They missed nine there. You know, the lack of the bench, some of the questionable decisions. Hey, the refs didn't call a great game either way last night.
Yeah, they've got no offense, Vinny. The guy Serrato was terrible with the whistle last night.
He's not related.
You sure about that? But real quick. Hey,
but to lose it on a Hail Mary bank shot three like that, you know, kind of summed up the night.
All right, now, the game, you mentioned it, and I said on the opening monologue, for 17 minutes, they look like a Final Four team. Second half, they look like a team that was doing fireballs and sourberry and lemonade shots, which I'll be doing hopefully in about 5 hours here. But Thornton versus Gillespie, if Mills Lane was the referee, they would have stopped that thing with 10 minutes left in the second half. And then Seldon Miguel, I mean, how many runouts did they have where they came away literally with nothing, no fouls or anything? So very frustrating. Queen, as great as he is, he was brick city from the foul line. Not bricking it up, but they were just coming out. But when Gillespie doesn't play well, which has been a rare occasion, the offense really seems to bog down, and that seemed to be the case last night.
Yeah. To sum up the second half, undisciplined hero ball yet again. Obviously, the two guards got in early foul trouble. Obviously, before they even got in early foul trouble, I think Willard cleared the bench too early. Okay. You had two guys basically show up last night for Maryland, Juju and Rice. You know, Queen boarded well, but, you know, the free throws, the missed bunnies and whatnot.
Yep.
Miguel continues to be a me guy. Stop with the crazy three balls. I'm sorry. You know, he is like trying to showcase for the future. You had some you had a couple of bad shots in the first half. Other beyond that, it was pretty flawless, but he's playing too much one-on-one. The guys are playing 30 feet from the basket in the second half, when in the first half, all the great interior passing, the two-man game, the big-to-big passing, finishing. But, you know, they'd hit free throws much of the year to miss nine last night. There's a difference as well. But also, when Maryland beat Ohio State last month by, what, 23, 25, whatever, total annihilation, it was press city. They scrambled tempo, and Ohio State caved. Why didn't you use the press earlier in the first half, even before the foul trouble? But to see the bench not even produce one single field goal, all they got was two Jay Young free throws. That's a first. We hadn't seen that. But he really just two guys showed up. Everyone else had major holes, and Gillespie was really a non-factor. But yeah, going to your point, he needs to be not in foul trouble, and he needs to pick up his defense.
Hey, Keith, what did you think of signing date? And then with the portal, you know, what else do they need?
Yeah, well, two things before we leave hoops. Props to Brenda, 600th career win last night. They smashed Oregon by, what, 18 on the road last night in a late tip after the men's game. But, Vinny, as you know, it's always good to close your recruiting class with a bang. Now we have, obviously, two signing periods. So they did that. Was Sahir Mathis, former Ohio State commit, 6'6", the only problem, 225 pounds soaking wet. So he needs to get in the weight room. But he's the number 20 edge in the country, number 4 prospect in Pennsylvania. Their 6th four-star commit of this class, and their 4th rush end. Now, he was an early commit to OSU. They kind of parted ways. It came down to Maryland and FSU. Maryland offered up the best deal, NIL, and ability to get on the field as soon as possible. Has a 6'10" wingspan. But he's a kind of guy who's got to get in here, develop more in the weight room, maybe get some minutes here and there as a freshman, but he's not going to immediate impact guy. But anyhow, the class went from 30 to 25 with his pickup. But still, the elephant in the room is getting more elite impact O-linemen in here, okay? They're going to have to try to find at least one or two more after spring ball portal season number 2. But, you know, D-line, really on the edges, they took care of business. Could use another interior DL, could use by another tight end. Of course, Pep Hamilton comes on as your new OC, a veteran lifer, friend of Locke's. His son's coming here as a quarterback. He's a great guy. He's been around the horn. He's been out of football last 2 years, last coached in the XFL as the head coach in D.C., but great familiarity with Locke's. So hopefully that works out well as play calling gets right. But can't really do much until you get a Big Ten line in here, offensive line.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Keith, as always, appreciate the time. Maryland Rutgers coming up Super Bowl Sunday at noon. You can hear that game, 105.7 The Fan. Everybody's peeing their pants about Harper and Bailey. You know, they are 12-11, so it is what it is.
Well, Bob, the bad news is Harper's back. Yeah. He's back from, Bailey is back from flu and the ankle.
Yeah.
Harper the last 2 weeks, and they skull-drudged Illinois the other night. Well, he went for 28. So that thankfully that game is here. But Rutgers got a little mojo going now, and they're fighting to get off the bubble too. Those younguns up there are good. Sunday's going to be a real challenge, and then you got to finish up strong here. With Nebraska, Iowa, USC, and then just Michigan State, you know, ranked. Michigan, obviously, is, 24th or 25th. But you got to close here strong. Can't have any more road gaps like last night, for sure, if you want to keep the seeding up.
Keith Cavanaugh, enjoy your weekend. Have fun watching the Super Bowl. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Okay, Haney, and try not to get Munson this weekend, which you do every weekend.
I Munson myself. That's the big difference there. All right, there's Keith Cavanaugh. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Funhouse phone calls. News from the Nest, top of the hour. Going to hear more from Eric DaCosta. Talk more about his big old game coming up Sunday. That's the Super Bowl. Do we have extra money to make a friendly wager at 12:15 buy or sell? We'll let us know. And then Brooks Cabina covers the Philadelphia Eagles for The Athletic. He'll be joining us at 12:30. Later in the show, we got prop bets at the Yin Yang going on there. Vinny's keys to victory for both Kansas City and Philadelphia, so stay tuned. But can we squeeze a call in there? Nolan McGraw, let's go to Towson. It's PT. PT, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'll be quick with it. Ben Simmons, one of the biggest bums in sports. I don't know why a playoff team would want to acquire the guy, but it'll be picked up by somebody.
Yeah, and real quick, I don't want to get off on Ben Simmons, but even when he was at LSU, he didn't make them better. I mean, they were just like, I don't even think they made the NIT in his one season there. Anyway, sorry about that.
No. Some guys are winners and some guys aren't. The kid's super talented, but he just isn't a winner. And now he doesn't, like basketball, it's like fourth on his list of priorities.
Well, shooting one is like 100th.
Yeah.
The kid cannot shoot. So I want to know who didn't vote for Ichiro. I mean, these guys are honored to have that vote.
Jim Miller.
Vinny, you're not kidding. I mean, listen, Jim Miller's the same. Everybody knows he's doing it just for the attention. And it's embarrassing, and he should be taking his vote away. And this is what the best people I've ever seen play football, Lawrence Taylor in the 80s, Michael Vick at Virginia Tech, right? Faster than everybody, had a gun for an arm, right? And I would say Albert Haynesworth in that contract year for Tennessee. But there aren't many people. I'm telling you, I cannot name 5-6 players I've seen better than Lamar Jackson. And that guy's going to vote him fourth? I just think that's absolutely ridiculous. But the question I've got for you guys, and Vinny, I know this isn't the easiest thing in the world to answer, but what percentage or how rampant do you think steroid use is in the NFL?
Hey, oh, there's drug testing. I don't think at all. You know, I don't know, you know, if it's easy to mask it now. I mean, because there's you don't see, like when I was at Notre Dame and when I was in college, you could see, you'd be like, damn, how'd that guy get that big after 3 months? I mean, you don't see those kind of changes, you know, nowadays. So I don't think it's rampant at all, you know, in
And you
in
mentioned
football.
The masking agents. Or yeah. What does HGH bring to the equation? I don't know. As you look at me, you know, the only ones I take are the ones that get your back inflammation down. Prednisone. No anabolic or whatever, but some swear by it in regards to health benefits or whatnot. But.
I just think the testing is too sophisticated and stuff.
Hey, baseball, they keep popping these dudes though.
Yeah.
What was in the cough syrup?
Right.
Yeah, and some of the names are like it's 17 letters in it. I don't know. What's up, Noel?
Oh, I mean, should I start a cycle over here for show purposes?
You're ripped enough. You're good.
Steroid cycle.
I think you would look good if you did a couple.
It'd be unnatural. I think I'd look like a freak. No, I mean,
T-shirts would be tight.
Yeah, and I'd have to buy a whole new wardrobe. It just, that's not good for anybody. But like, one last thought here on the MVP voting, because we've said a ton here, and I've said my piece, but Tom Brady got a vote. And he did vote for Lamar Jackson. He's been a Lamar supporter since he was still in the league back in 18 and 19.
Can I interject real quick, though? But with the Heisman, former winners vote.
Right.
So maybe as a former MVP, well, you get a little status there? Or
here,
no?
Here's my point.
Oh, gotcha.
Should a partial owner of an NFL team be allowed to vote for MVP? Because obviously no Raiders are up for, you know, MVP. Maybe better question would be, because Brock Bowers, right, finished there. Did Tom Brady have a vote in Offensive Rookie of the Year? Maybe there's a question. I'm starting to sound like Mike Florio over here, digging into stuff that maybe doesn't need to be dug into. But we talk about the credibility of the people voting on this and how it's shifted away from traditional writers to more media personalities. You know, the Emmanuel Achos of the world. Jonas mentioned the guy, you know, Tony, that wears the cowboy hat on Pat McAfee. He got a vote. I almost cussed. That's the first time there. I'm running hot. I better stop.
I've never heard you cuss off the air.
Well, we try to keep it clean. Try to keep it professional.
You wait till I leave the room, don't you?
No.
Not the first time. Anyway, we have time for fun house. You want to wait? Or are we going to rock and roll with a little giveaway?
We'll do it. Why not?
That's
it.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
First one here on the MVP debate. Texter says, what are you guys missing? MVP means most valuable player to the team. Ravens had 9 Pro Bowlers. Bills had 2. One was a lineman. Take Josh Allen off the Bills, they'd win maybe 4 games. Take Lamar off the Ravens, they're still at least 500, maybe make the playoffs. The Bills had one other good skill position player, and that's the running back. You need to take the Ravens' bias glasses off.
I'm going to put them back on. You know, I think Lamar, just like in 19, Lamar saved the coaches' jobs, and look at all the dudes that he put into the Pro Bowl. That was all Lamar. And that's the same thing here. Lamar has elevated all these players. So maybe that's a better sign of Lamar being the MVP, because he elevated all these guys that made the Pro Bowl. A lot of them, they've never been Pro Bowl before. How about Falele? You know, some of these guys. You know, Zay Flowers. I've got my glasses back on.
But to the texter's point, it's not most awesome stats.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Most valuable player.
But I disagree. Bob, I mean, if Lamar wasn't here, they ain't going to no playoffs. I don't even think they're 500.
Right. They'd be better than Buffalo. Buffalo would be bottom. Look, Josh Allen, they were picked 3rd. Let's not forget that. Ravens were favored to win the division.
One more here says Dak Prescott had the better numbers last year. Lamar still wins it. If you're going to go with stats, then Dak should have won. However, Texter does say that Lamar should have won this year, so I guess it's a wash. I don't know, kind of arguing semantics.
They had the best team last year.
Yeah.
He had Lamar this year. The 5th highest quarterback rating in the history of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, Eddie, this is my whole Josh Allen winning it. I'm not running hot about that per se. He was the first team All-Pro quarterback as voted by the same people that didn't vote him most valuable player in some instances. There's the rub, to me anyway.
Right. And before we break here,
yes.
You know, Texter before that, saying, you know, the definition of most valuable to your team. Well, then shouldn't Joe Burrow be the MVP in that case? You take him off the Bengals.
How about Mahomes?
They might not win a game. You know, I mean, if that's your definition, okay, then you point to anybody, really.
Well, what's he got? T. Higgins and Jamar Chase.
Yeah, what about Mahomes?
Sure. Yeah.
Now, Taylor Swift's the most valuable player for the Kansas City Chiefs. And if you haven't seen her before, Buckle up, 6:30 on Sunday.
Oh, no doubt.
It's Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, news from the Nets, talk some Ravens, revisit Eric DaCosta's conversation with Todd McShay at last week's Senior Bowl. Let's count some dough, hopefully at 12:15-ish with buy or sell. And we'll talk Eagles with Brooks Cabina from The Athletic. Yesterday, we had Dan and Hughes say the Kansas City's awesomeness is undeniable. And he's kind of right, but... Philadelphia, 1 point, live dog. Yeah, hey, whoever that was, you're right.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.